are you, sir?
Honest? Could I encourage you to test yourself? We're out here calling the people of the world out of their false ways. Could I encourage you to test yourself about the Anabaptist faith? Because Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth, right? Yeah. And the Anabaptists, the Amish, the Mennonites, they have a lot of man-made traditions that go against the Word of God. I just witnessed to a Mennonite man over there. Things like Christmas, things like Easter, God never ordained. The gospel. Many of the Anabaptists, most all the Anabaptists, don't preach the love of God in that Christ was crucified and came into the world, was born again, rose again from the dead, and that by his shed blood, I'm preaching the gospel to you, we must repent. And when we repent, that means we come out of the world. We had to come out of the world. We didn't come out of the Anabaptist faith. We had to come out of the world. And the Bible says you'll repent, come out of the world, come out of all false ways. Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep false man-made traditions like the Amish faith, named after Jacob Amen, we shouldn't be named after men. We should be named after Christ alone. The Bible says, by his blood, through repentance, you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. That happened to me. I was a worldly man. And I was born again by the Spirit of God. But the Anabaptists don't have the fruit that they're born again by the Spirit of God because they continue to keep false man-made traditions. And Jesus said, you worship me in vain if you do that. The fruit that we're born again is not that we belong to an Anabaptist.
I'm not going to stand here and let you run my
I'm preaching the Word of God to you. If that runs down your faith by preaching the Word of God, don't you think you should repent of that faith system?
You have a good day.
Don't you think you should? Do you love us?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why won't you stand and talk, or why won't you call me and go over the depths and the truth of God?
I might call you sometime.
Yeah? What's your first name?
Matthew.
Matthew?
Yep.
I'm James. This is Debbie, and that's Kevin. We love you.
Yeah.
We love you very much, but here's the thing. The Anabaptists never like to stand and hear the Word of God. As soon as something offends them, they're like the world. They run away. Naming yourself after a man should be offensive. Keeping pagan holidays should be offensive.
We aren't naming ourselves after man.
Where did the name Amish come from?
The name Amish comes from Jacob Amish.
There you go. And you continue it.
And he followed Jesus' preaching.
And you continue it. So if we follow Jesus' preaching, we don't name ourselves after him. And then we don't keep Roman Catholic pagan holidays either. And we don't keep Sunday as the Lord's Day. That's not the Lord's Day. And so all of these things that the Anabaptists keep, and they create a bunch of man-made traditions, and you keep people from coming together, have unity in the body of Christ by all of the false traditions like no mustaches. Do you know where that came from, no mustache? Do you know why that is?
I do not.
It came from the old days when men of war used to wear mustaches, and the elders back then told the men, you got to all shave your mustache off so we're not looked at as men of war. Today, you don't have that problem. Guys with bald heads and no beards are men of war, and they keep these false traditions. And a lot of how your traditions, how the women dress, how the men dress, how the pagan holidays are kept, how they teach you to just follow the elders' traditions. But here's the thing, sir. Acts 5:29 says we obey God, not men. So if your elders' traditions go against the Word of God, you're sinning against God if you obey those elders. And I've never found an Anabaptist body yet that keeps all the commandments of God. They're keeping the traditions of men. And Jesus said it makes your worship in vain. If you truly are born of God, you'll study the Scriptures. You'll study the Scriptures, and you'll repent, and you'll come out of that.
You have a good day.
Contact us. If you love the Word of God, you love God's people, and you love the truth.
Have a good day.